Corroboree frogs are one of Australia's most iconic yet endangered species. With only 1,200 left in the wild, no wonder they're so hard to find when you're out in your average bushwalk. However, this may finally change at Brindabella National Park, as 544 corroboree frogs raised here at Taronga Zoo in Sydney were released a couple of weeks ago. Del Leong from Taronga Zoo joins us now on 2SER Breakfast Morning. Del, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Help me with my pronunciation. What is it? What is your specialty? Herpetofauna?
Yeah, it does sound a little bit sus, doesn't it? Herpetofauna keeper. So that's reptiles and amphibians. I usually just say reptile keeper. It makes it easier and less awkward for everyone.
All right, Queen of the Reptiles, Del Leong, is with us now on 2SER Breakfast. Can you tell us a bit about your work there, what you did with the corroboree frogs there at Taronga Zoo?
So I'm one of the conservation keepers. I look after a few different endangered species we breed to be able to release. So we've got the northern corroborees that we're talking about today. And just recently we were able to release 544 individuals back out into the wild, which is pretty special. It's a significant number, a big number. So what we do is we breed. We maintain and release if and when it's safe to do so. So it's very exciting to be able to release any animal back out into the wild, and you really hope for the best for every single one of them.
And they are incredibly cute, the corroboree frogs.
They are. So I'm a little bit biased. I'm sometimes called the frog lady at work now.
Oh, there we go. That's even better.
These little guys are like 1.5 to around 2.5 grams. That's an adult size. So we were releasing individuals that were just a year old. So you can just imagine they're a little bit smaller then.
Wow.
Maybe the size of, you know, a fingernail, a small fingernail. And they're just adorable. Every single one of them. They've got individual patterns on them as well on their back and on their belly. And just to see them all go out, it's like, good luck, little guys.
Yeah, they can fit comfortably on the tip of your finger, these cute little things. Why was the corroboree frog so endangered in the first place? What's happening there?
So it's a different reasons. You've got climate change. That's a big factor. So
Right. Sometimes
it feels like Mother Nature is against us. We are unfortunately getting a little bit warmer, a little bit hotter. These guys are from an alpine area, so everything you think about, when you think about reptiles and amphibians, you kind of think that they're in warm, tropical or hot areas. These guys are cold little critters. So for them, it sometimes does snow up where they live. So that means if it's getting warmer, these guys probably aren't going to survive very well. You've also got bushfires, floods. As I said, Mother Nature feels like it's against them sometimes.
Yeah.
And then you've got feral species as well. So you've got deer and pigs that live in the area, and they do kind of mess up like the pristine alpine areas that they live in. And not just animals, obviously, you've also got something like blackberry. So that's quite thorny and quite brambly. It does really get in the way of certain areas when we're trying to access as well. It does spread pretty much like wildfire.
Yeah.
And then number one main thing is chytrid fungus. So chytrid fungus is a skin disease that affects amphibians in the way that they breathe and drink through their skin. So it messes with how they absorb water and essential salts. It's basically like a skin clogging infection, if you will. So they can't function properly, which can lead to respiratory and organ failure. And that's a massive killer. So chytrid fungus loves cold, wet environments. These guys live in a cold, wet environment. So unfortunately, it means that it is their number one killer.
And it was an incredible achievement then to be able to be out there releasing 544 frogs into Brindabella National Park. Is it sort of, I'm assuming the project will keep going? You will keep sort of the breeding program going there at Taronga Zoo and releasing them more and more on a regular basis?
Yeah. So we've had the program since 2010 and we have been releasing eggs and frogs all this time, but the largest number before this one was only 200. So you can imagine 544 going back out into the wild, considering that there's only 1,200 left out there at the moment, is a very significant number. And hopefully we can keep on upping those numbers. And obviously, even though we released 544, we still keep quite a few back for ourselves, just so that we can then breed and then subsequent releases as well.
Do you name them all individually, all 544 frogs?
So they don't all have names, but they do have a number assigned to them. So what we do, obviously, we've got to count up to 544. That's a really big number to count up to.
Especially if the frogs keep moving around.
We take photos of every single one. So we take photos of their back and their bellies because they're all individually marked. Just so they're individuals, just like we've got like individual fingerprints. So they've got their individual patterns. Take photos of them all. They have a cute photo shoot before they get released. And that means that in subsequent surveys, so like, you know, next year or the year after, when we go back out and we go searching for these little guys, we're able to hopefully pick one up and be like, okay, who are you? We'll take photos of the individual. We'll come back to the zoo. We'll put it up against our database, and then we'll be like, oh, look at Steve. But obviously he's not called Steve. I'm just calling it just for now.
Freddie, Frida, Freddie Jr.,
yep.
And so on. Phoebe.
We'll call one Danny as well.
Oh, please. No, that would be, if that's humanly possible, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, I'm sure we can do
little
that.
Little radio frog. Well, little Danny Frog's able to come in and do an interview anytime you want. I'll stay in touch with you about this, Del. If people want to support this initiative and indeed all of the initiatives you've got happening there at Taronga Zoo, trying to care for endangered species and wanting to find out more, where's the best place to direct them to, Del?
You know, come and visit us at Taronga Zoo. We're nice, we don't bite.
No.
Come and learn about our conservation breeding programs. Just with Herpetofauna team alone, we have 7 different breeding programs. That's quite a lot. They're all very, very successful as well. But then come and learn, like, you know, meet the animals, come visit us. But if you want to do something for yourself at home, think about the wildlife that you may have in your backyard. You could build a frog hotel potentially in your backyard, and that encourages the local species in your area to come and have a bit of a safe haven as well. I think that's quite nice.
Righto, frog hotel. This sounds all right. I'm going to get busy on this one. And it's sort of like it's a little garden that you use tubes that you'd use for plumbing.
Yeah. So PVC pipes are all varying shapes and sizes and lengths. As long as you have a little bit of water, so you can even just put it in more of a planter pot, if you will. A bit of water, some rocks and stuff like that. I don't know what's going to come to your garden. I can't guarantee what you're going to get, but you might have a nice little froggy surprise. And it's all about just creating habitat, because we've taken a lot of habitat and a lot of environment from our local species, and this is a way of just kind of giving them back a little bit as well.
Okay. Well, I live in the outer inner west, so the frogs in my neighbourhood are probably ones that are in bands.
You might actually be surprised. I think you might have some cool frogs and potentially some cool snakes around area.
Oh, dear God. Del Leong, Frog Lady from Taronga Zoo. Thank you so much for joining us here today. I'll get you back on the show in the next little while so we can monitor how the corroboree frogs are going.
For sure. We'll take you out one day as well.
Ooh, that sounds like fun. I really appreciate your time. Thank you so much for joining us on 2SER Breakfast.
Thanks, Danny. Bye.